Boy, were those protected areas fruitful with bream and grey sharks.
With the weather warming up nicely, it seems the fish are coming out to play.
The oaks that persevered with the seed did get rewarded with a couple of fish here and there.
Things have been really good down on the lower south coast, still firing with the rock species.
There you go, buddy. Hit now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Now, guys, it has been a trying week on the KZN fishing coastline. However, the one area that has fired has been the South Coast. Now, we called it last week. We were right. Our reporters were right. They were 100% on the money to go and fish those protected areas. And boy, were those protected areas fruitful with bream and grey sharks. Now, there has been other species. There has been cod, there has been shad, and there has been the biggest blacktails I've seen in a long time. Now, apart from that rock species on the rock and surf side, on your offshore side, things are looking absolutely fantastic, and it is bound to get even better as the season changes and we get into more of that pelagic species. And the freshwater, boy, is that back. All right, so we're going to get into all of it. We're going to give you the hottest feeding zones, and we are going to talk about the transition period that we are going through right now on the KZN coastline. But before we do, guys, special shout out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. So guys, this week it's all about tackle, right? And it's not a bad thing because it's that time of the year where we are going through this transition period in the fishing season. The winter fish have gone, the summer fish haven't fully arrived. So yeah, it's that in-between period and we're getting into the windy spell as well. So hence fishing for those rock species. However, talking about tackle, this weekend is the Tackle Trade Show and yours truly is going to be out there getting my hands on the latest tackle that the industry has to offer, and I will be breaking this down with my honest opinion of what I feel with what's really hot right now and kind of what we've seen before. So look out for that. Follow me on my TikTok pages, on my Facebook pages. I will have the lowdown of that, and of course we will be bringing a podcast out on that. Getting back to the fishing report, right, we are, like I said, we're in that transition period. It's not the greatest of times to get out and specifically target a species. You're going to put a general bait out, you're going to fish those protected areas, and there could be a variety of inedibles or rock species you're going to catch. And that's pretty much expected at this time of the year on that rock and surf side. But on your offshore side, guys, whatever we have been expecting has been coming through. Now, we're going to kick off these reports in Durban, as we usually do, starting off with Mike V, and he is followed by Brad Krubler with what's happening on the offshore side out of Durban.
How's it, guys? Yeah, the oaks that persevered with the seed did get rewarded with a couple of fish here and there. A couple of bronze bream, a couple of stone bream, a few rock cod, things I get. Oaks pulling sessions along the Eddington stretch, got a few shad here and there. Some massive tobies in the mix. Odd grey shark here and there as well, but nothing to scream off home about. When the sea settles, hopefully the bite will come back on nicely and you'll be getting some good fish. Yeah, the oaks on the ski boats and the paddle ski, still a few snook around. On the bottoms, the guys are getting mainly quite a few hillbacks, some doggers. I was leaving those and go look for your normal reef fish, reds, rock cod, all that sort of thing. They've been doing quite well. Trawling, should all the trawling fish come, your cooter, things I get, draw start soon again. So, yeah, let's hope we have another bumper season of that. And the bay has been also quite quiet. A couple small grunter here and there, a couple small kingies. Nothing to really scream off about. I was a good scream that the fish were absolutely wild. But yeah, it's just one of those times of years, unfortunately. Everything tapers off a bit before it all starts up again. Guys, tight lines, keep going.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad, yeah, from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, fishing over the last week. So the main thing that's been coming over the last week has definitely been the heelbeck and the dogger. Bottom fishing has been all right. The odd rock cod, some slinger soldiers. One very nice cracker came out during the week. Some half cob have been coming out of the north on the bluff side. Also, on the shallows, yes, we have the garrick and the snook. Yeah, there in the Blue Lagoon area, there's been plenty garrick and snook. So if you really want to go have some fun out there with the kids in there, go to the shallows. the live baits and the frontal, you will get a Garrick behind the back line. So guys, yeah, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you guys next week.
Great stuff, Mike and Brad. Now, guys, like I was saying, it's not the greatest of times with the odd fish coming out on the rock and surf side, but at least there's stuff to catch on the offshore end. So if you are desperate to get some decent fish, go and book a charter. And, you know, this is the best part about these reports. It is a good, honest report. We're not going to tell you, hey, the fishing is wild when, you know, it is that transition period. And we all know this, right? I mean, we've been fishing for a while. And even if you haven't, you would have figured that out by now. So, you know what? Durban, hot and cold, if you are putting the effort, you will get some fish. Now, the best part of the KZN coastline is on the south coast, and we're going to get up there. But before we do, a couple areas to cover before that, and that is starting off on the north coast, where Suvikar tells me that most of the beaches are sanded up. So, guys are getting a lot of blacktail, and guys, trust me, it is huge blacktail. Right. So apart from the blacktail, shark as I rock, there's been some shad, but a lot of gray sharks. So if you want to go and test your might a bit on something a bit heavier, shark as I rock for those grays, definitely the way to go. As for Tinley Manor, well, the guys are getting some shad out of there. The rest of the areas, well, it's blacktail, right? Blacktail and those rock species moving further up the north coast. Same story, guys. It is just rock species off those protected areas, but it hasn't been fireworks. Things have been quiet at St. Lucia on the rock and surf side. Same with Cape Vidal. The guys are just scratching about. However, on that offshore end, up at St. Lucia, guys, there has been some beautiful queen fish. I mean, some of the most beautiful queen fish I've seen in a while. There has been some snook, and of course, the Garrick are on the bite. So, north coast, offshore, definitely on fire right now. So, let's move into the freshwater side of things, where it has been picking up, and Jan is going to tell us all about it.
Hey there, guys. So, the happy fishing streak continues. With the weather warming up nicely, it seems the fish are coming out to play. Just a quick reminder that the days are ticking off to the start of the trout river season on 1 September. But not that any river angling really needs reminding. Flies are being tied and the talk is hot. We reported last week that there have been some scaly coming to hand. And on a recent trip to Tugela, there are reports that mentioned good fish from the late 40 centimeters and up through into 50 centimeters, which is around the 20 inches range. Water still on the cool side, so small patterns in black and olive were the order of the day. And there were also some small catfish moving about. Great little rod benders these guys are. On the Stillwater front, the NFFC anglers saw a rise in the number of returns as the weather's warming up. There were some good numbers of fish reported in the 11 to 15 inch, that is 28 to 38 centimeter range, as well as in the 15 to 17 inch and 30 to 43 centimeter class. There are some bigger fish, and worthy of mention must go to a submarine that taped in the 23 to 25 inch or 58 to 63 centimeter bracket. What a proper fish. Water temperatures are up into double figures now, and variously reported sitting at between 10 and 13 degrees. Woolly buggers, black, brown, olive still very much in flavor as present, along with minnow patterns. If you like bigger flies, on the smaller end of the scale, standard things that'll do the job are PTN, golden hairs, and Zac should always be on the top of your list. Reports from the bass fraternity are that fish aren't pre-spawn and in the beginning phase of staging up and just sitting about out on the ledges. Bites are few and far between, and quite weird was a description used. Soft and gentle from some and hammered by others. On the upside, local PMB angler Zain Habib had some good fishing at Albert Falls this past weekend and reported four fish of around 2.5 kilos and two more of 1.5 kilos. And a note to all the competitors for the Albert Falls Bass Classic taking part at the end of the month is that the cutoff for practice is this week, Friday, 16 August. With the bank anglers reporting all things quiet with carp at both Midmar and Albert, there have been some good carp elsewhere locally and from the farm dams. And on flat water days when Albert's and the wind isn't blowing, Jeremy Rochester of Escape Fly Fishing reports a fine day with carp on the surface with dry fly.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Jan, for that report. Brilliant stuff. Now, guys, talking about that freshwater side, as you can see, it's picking up and the rock and surf is a bit hot and cold. Now, we have got a podcast out right now, right? And it's where surf meets freshwater. Why would you want to try freshwater? Well, if you didn't take Jan's word for it, that it's pretty exciting right now and definitely the facet to be into, well, listen to the podcast because we have got a seasoned competitive Natal rock and surf angler that has flip the switch. He's gone completely freshwater. And if you want to know why, well, listen to it on ecr.co.za under the podcast tab. Now, let's get into that South Coast. This is where the action is. This is where things are happening. Now, unfortunately, I don't have Ray with us this week. Ray is suffering with bronchitis. He said he's swallowing razor blades all week. However, the fishing-wise, he has had his fingers on the pulse. He knows what's going on. He has been fishing over this past weekend and knowing what's happening. And guys, it is the same as last week. It is that transition period. It is just fishing for rock species. Manzantoti has been a bit quiet, apart from the blacktail that's been coming out. And guys, it's been a lot of blacktail. Like we said, big blacktail. Wanna Beach, that entire Lovo stretch moving right up to Scottsboro is just been scratching all week long. So it's nothing bad in scratching. I mean, I don't really mind it. Go and fish light and catch a bronze bream and you will get that rod bending and an experience, you know, that's going to really make you go home and talk about it, right? So nothing wrong with that. However, you want that bigger fish? Well, we're going to get into the deeper end of South Coast directly after our South Coast Spear Fishing Report from Don Solomon.
Are there Vinesh? As Don Solomon from Hibiscus Underwater Club. Spearfishing report for the lower south coast. The last week or so, no chance of diving. Big swell, dirty water. I think the only sort of dival conditions have been from the bluff north. But on the lower south coast, no chance. Looking ahead, we've got some massive swell and the wind coming for the weekend. So at the moment, it looks like the following week is not looking too bad. It's starting to settle down a little bit. The clean water is close, but this swell is just not going to get the chance. And with spearfishing, if the rain can stay away, it's even better. So, yeah, for us to get in, we just need the swell to drop and that clean water to push in. And it's going to be good spearfishing. It's stuck up. Until the next time, we'll stay in touch.
Cheers, Don. I love it. Another good, honest report. Guys, we will be keeping our fingers crossed because I was talking to Don, right? And he says, this is what it's kind of like in the spearfishing world. You know, you could go a couple weeks where everything looks perfect out there, but the conditions to go and take a dive is just not conducive. So unfortunately, they are going through that, right? But he does feel that the better days are coming. So we will be keeping our tabs on that. And if you want to keep your tabs on that, well, make sure to follow us. Now let's get into the business end of things, the lower South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam.
Good day, Vinesh. I trust that all is well in the fishing community and all our fellow listeners out there have had an epic week. So things have been really good down on the lower south coast, still firing with the rock species. So as yours and Ray Thompson's predictions were correct, all those sheltered bays provided fish, especially from those big swells that we had. Now, there's still been a few big swells around, but it does seem to be subsiding. However, looking for the weather, it looks like we've got some heavy westies blowing for midweek, and that swell is going to kick back up right to 5 meters again, with a dropping to around 2 meters over the coming weekend. So we might have still a bit of issues with, you know, a bit of groundswell and a bit of sand choking up some of the reefs. But the guys got rewarded with some beautiful bream. So well done there, Akshay, just a notable mention. The guys got some very nice cob as well, all in that sort of 10 kilo, slightly smaller, slightly bigger range. A very good friend of mine, Michael Walden, getting himself some good specimens there. And there's been a few Kalyun or black bream, some nice sized blacktails, some good stone bream about to have fun on that light tackle. The Carentine and Pinkies have still been around, and there have been some shad. Now, not just shad on the small side, shad on the bigger side, where they are hitting that 3-4 kilo range every sort of third or fourth cast, so that the guys are targeting them in the right area. Now, we know where those particular spots are on the lower coast, and we've also had some nice kingies around. Also, again, in your deep water spots, but it's mainly been on baits. The guys spitting, unfortunately, haven't been super, super lucky, but there have been the odd smaller species of kingies being caught on lure. Now, heading into the deep water side of things, the guys on the boats have been getting a handful of tuna here and there. The keelback are definitely on the bites, and bottoms have been average. I wouldn't say too bad or too good, but sort of average. And again, that swell, I don't think it's really helped with that. It's quite difficult to fish bottom fish when you've got quite a big swell around as well. Now, I'm just quickly, briefly touching on the freshwater side of things. The bass have still been on the bite with a couple of bigger size boys hanging around and females hanging around. So good to see that happening. And we've also had a good friend of mine, Hugo, up in Mountain Lake Matatiel getting himself around 25 trout and all very healthy specimens there as well. So things have been good on the lower coast, Vinesh. But otherwise, everyone, I hope you have an awesome week ahead. Tight lines, stay safe, and let's see those catches.
Now, how's that for a grand finale, right? So, guys, I did say there was fish in KZN and South Coast. The lower South Coast is definitely the place to be. Whether you're targeting that rock species, whether you're targeting a couple greys, some shad, and especially that trout down at Matati Hill, guys. Whoa, freshwater is definitely, you know what, getting me a bit excited right now. So, that's our KZN report for this week. We are in that transition period. We know this was coming, right? But it's only going to get better. We all know this is that little slump before it starts firing. And guys, I can tell you from the species that are coming out, from our reporters' predictions, from what they feel the spring is going to bring, guys, we are in for a treat. Now, if you want to know what tackle you're going to be using, well, follow me. Follow my social media pages and check out what's the latest tackle. Like I said, I'm going to be up at the Tackle Trade Show this weekend with the latest 2024-2025 tackle. This is what we're going to have for the next year. And with the season that's coming up, oh, you're definitely going to want to up your game if it is in any way possible to do that, right? Because we've already got some good stuff. But as we know, the guys just keep on getting better and better. But for now, with regards to the fishing report, we know on the rock and surf side, this is that slump for another week or two. And I can guarantee you, this is what it's going to be like for just literally that week or two. From September, we are going to be in full swing with some wild fishing action. But that's just on the rock and surf side. The offshore has already started firing and the freshwater is starting to bloom almost in full spring period, right? So the fishing on other facets is fantastic. So as always, there's something to catch in KZN, and that's why you want to stay in touch with these fishing reports, because we will be back with some news next week. So until then...
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.